Dr. Schneider dictating a six-minute walk test on patient William Clemens. This goes to the VA hospital. On 6/2/22, Mr. Clemens performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 94%, period. After walking 360 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 96%, period. In paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on the same patient, William Clemens. This goes to the VA. On 6/2/22, Mr. Clemens performed a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced capacity was moderately impaired and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was greater than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was improvement in airflow with normalization of airflow with residual mild restrictive lung disease, period. No paragraph impression, mild restriction with mild reversible airways obstruction, period. Next is a six-minute walk test on Donald Smith. This goes to Dr. Patrick Ellis. On 6/2/22, Mr. Smith performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 95%, period. After ambulating 321 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation remained 95%, period. In paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Guy Lucas. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughan. On 6/2/22, Mr. Lucas performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction, no bronchoreactivity noted, period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/24/20, there's been no change, period. No paragraph impression, normal studying. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Sandra Cash. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughan. On 6/2/22, Mrs. Cash performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period. Of paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. And when compared to a study dated 2/6/20, there's been some deterioration. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Catherine with a C. Bell. This goes to Dr. Thompson on 6/2/22. Mrs. Bell performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. There was a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was greater than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was a poor effort, period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/23/21, there's been improvement, period. New paragraph impression, moderate restriction with minimal airways obstruction, showing no showing some improvement compared to a study dated 6/23/21, period. Next is a six-minute walk test on Robert Milner, M-I-L-N-E-R. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughan. On 6/2/22, Mr. Milner performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97%, period. The patient walked a total of 119 meters in 6 minutes. stopped at 4 minutes and 22 seconds due to a drop in saturation to 87%, but was able to finish the test with a room air saturation of 91%, perineopagraph impression, severe exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Thank you.